The 114th Congress convenes on Tuesday, January 6th, with some new faces yet to be voted in for important oversight roles, such as chairman for the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. John Palguda is the vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He joins me now to discuss what federal employees should expect in 2015, from senior executives to civil service reform. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so the word on the street is you are optimistic about 2015 in the new Congress.
I am, Tom, and you know, and of course, I understand that you know optimism can be another form of delusion, but I am looking and at least finding some support for the belief that you know things could be certainly a lot better than they might have been. So let's take first of all what we're going in with. We have a Cromnibus, which gives most agencies, Homeland Security being the exception, some predictability with regard to their funding. And I can tell you from a management perspective, that counts for a lot. Just knowing what you can spend, even though in some cases like EPA and IRS, it's much less than they, you know, many think that they need. At least they can plan. In Homeland Security,
well, John, I would only point out too that in defense of the defense budget itself, the people that voted there to trim this over the years, saying, "Well, we just got back to 19," I think they said, "We're just back to 2007 levels." So I guess the same thing could be said of some of the other agencies. They're just back to 2007 levels.
Yeah, unfortunately, the workload is going to be 2015 work and more people to be served and so on. But again, at least there's the ability to do some planning. And I also think that, you know, we're looking ahead. We're not going to have to worry about a government shutdown even next October when this Cromnibus expires, because first of all, yeah, I think shutdowns are like the 17-year locust. You know, when it happens, it's like, oh, this is terrible. And then, you know, we remember that for a while until 17 years passes. But also keep in mind that at the end of this fiscal year, we're going to be talking about 2016 elections, and I don't think there's going to be an appetite to do anything, you know, really dumb on the budget. And there's going to be a 1% pay raise. You know, it's meager, but it's a lot better than 3 years of no pay raise.
So now, John, let me ask you a question about that, just to talk about the pay raise for just a moment. When you are a manager and you've got a group of people that you're responsible for their pay and promotions and so forth, can you take the 1% of their total combined salaries but redivide it so that some people maybe get 3% and some of the not-so-good people maybe only get 0.5% or nothing? Or does everyone get 1% straight across the board?
Well, the latter. The 1% is an adjustment to the salary levels that go into effect automatically. Now, there is still the possibility that in the funding, you know, there's some performance award money. That may only be an additional 1% that, and if, or whatever the budget allows in a particular agency, a manager can take that and spread it like peanut butter or administer it disproportionately based on differences in employee performance and contribution. But the 1% in the budget is going to be across the board.
Okay.
And then if there's anything else, that will be that. So the good news is that there's going to be some stability here going in. So the next question is, what will the 114th Congress be doing on federal workforce issues? And here, you know, my reading of the tea leaves, Tom, is that there's going to be the usual huffing and puffing over the operation of the federal government and the federal workforce, but they're not going to blow the house down. I don't think, to be more specific, that you know, there's – well, I do think there will be hearings and there'll be some proposals. I do not that would impact the federal workforce, but I do not think that there's really any intent there to harm the ability of government to do its job. I think there's recognition that parts of the civil service system don't work nearly as well as they should. The hiring system, the federal pay system, how we hold folks accountable for doing the job. There's differences of opinion over, how much official time for union business there should be. But, and there's really differences of opinions as to what the fix is on any of these things. But I don't think you're going to see any dramatic change. And part of that, keep in mind, is, president is still the president and has the power of the veto. So if anything really draconian should be proposed, the 114th Congress would understand that, it's not going to pass the White House.
Now, John, let me just ask you this quickly. Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, is going to have a lot to say about federal employment issues. And in an interview he had here on Federal News Radio, he said that, they don't want to underpay or overpay federal civil servants. But he says he thinks that maybe their pay and benefits, the whole system, is maybe a little bit ahead of what is available on the average in the private sector. So that could mean a lot of things, possibly, including a change to the whole annuity system for, those people that join now for the future.
That's true. And let's be fair. I mean, the federal pay system, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, is antiquated in many ways. And I think, indeed, Senator Johnson is correct. We should not be overpaying or underpaying. The issue has always been, which is it? And I think the answer is, it depends. In some cases, we're paying folks substantially below market for comparable, based on what comparable jobs in major corporations and major employers in the private sector are paying. But in other cases, and in parts of the country, we're paying above market. And every now and then, like Goldilocks, we get it just right. So I think it's fair to have a conversation about changing the federal pay system. But that's a good example of an issue where there are strongly embedded beliefs about what's the right thing to do, and I don't think we're going to see a major change in the federal pay system. In part because they're not going to get agreement, and they're going to understand that if even in a Republican-controlled House and Senate, if they put something forward that the other party's unhappy with, the president has the power of the veto. So, but I think what we're going to see the 114th, Tom, is that these issues are going to be debated, and I think that's okay. I think it's okay to start this conversation about what should we do on federal pay. What should we do about the federal hiring system? Is there a better way to hold people accountable? There's going to be an appetite to revisit the senior executive service, but I don't really see any prospect that we're going to try to emulate what's happened with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I think that was really driven by a specific set of circumstances, and I don't see that going government-wide. But will there be debate and conversation about that in the 114th Congress? Sure. And I don't think, for example, the extreme case of going to a fire at will or an employment at will situation is going to happen. But I think we'll have debate over, can we improve the system? And what about this issue of folks being on paid administrative leave for over a year? Well, an action is pending. That's a very tiny percentage of the workforce that ever gets involved in something like that. But the optics on that are so terrible. There's going to be a debate around, putting limits on how long somebody can be on administrative leave. So I think, Tom, part of the bottom line here, and again, I am optimistic that we're not going to see anything really dumb happen. I despair a bit that, we're not going to get some of the improvements that I think we need. The Partnership for Public Service has issued a report Civil service reform. I think there's some ways we can make the system work better, both for employees and for the betterment of government operations.
Well, John, let me ask you this. The president last week finally met with the members of the senior executive service and also other non-SESers who are high-level civil servants and came out with some proposals, most of which weren't really that revolutionary and only would get the SES to back to where it was originally conceived as this kind of mobile force able to go into an agency and fix things regardless of whatever the mission is. What's your take on how much leg that will have? And could Congress get, as they sometimes do, and give initiatives like that a little bit of shove by passing a law?
Well, I had the privilege of attending that meeting, and I thought it was a very good good meeting. And the president's proposals, particularly for senior executive service, again, very well intended. I think that's actually going to help. I think we're going to move along, and I think again, there's ways to improve things, but I don't see, and frankly, let me also say that I think, you know, that positive note of that dialogue is part of my reason for optimism. I don't think we're going to see, bottom line here, Tom, we're not going to see civil service reform cake being baked in the 114th Congress, but I think we may see some reform cupcakes. I think we have the capability of seeing some small adjustments to how we do business. And I think the debates are actually going to be setting up some possibility for larger reform post the 2016 election.
Well, I guess cupcakes are preferable to, say, a dead fish wrapped in newspaper.
There you go, Tom. See, you're an optimist, too.
That's right. John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, great to have your take.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.